Kane says Allen's votes authorizing two wars, the expansion of entitlements, as well as the Bush-era tax cuts, were irresponsible without offsets to pay for them, and are largely responsible for the growing deficit. He says Allen's unwillingness to compromise on taxes would hurt the country.
George would not work as part of the bipartisan gang of six in the Senate to find a balanced package of expense cuts and tax or revenue increases. He wouldn't do it. And mathematically, there is no way to solve the deficit problem without looking at that balanced approach.
Allen says raising the tax burden on anyone as the economy slowly rebounds would only prolong the recovery.
The best way to get more jobs and more revenue is by having a vibrant economy. I think Americans and Virginians are taxed enough. My view is the way to get our country and families and small businesses doing better is not by taxing them more, it's by having an economic and energy and regulatory policies that are more conducive for investment and jobs.
Allen and Kane will face each other on the same ballot as President Obama and his to-be-determined Republican challenger next November. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.